Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
We talked too long about murder hornets and naked guys in Butte, Montana, right. So sports going to be a little tight, but let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You just hit yourself in the face with a microphone.
Oh, my tooth.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Mm.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So after you hit yourself in the face with a microphone, at least you got something to drink to make yourself feel
better.
You
lose your tooth on a microphone cover.
My tooth.
You know, hey, excuse me this morning. I don't think I have allergies, but I got that coffee voice going. You know, I say it's kind of that low.
Yeah.
Can't get out of it. I've been clearing my throat all morning. So I apologize right off the bat if I'm...
finally sound like you got a pair. It's good.
Yeah, awesome. You know, my voice dropped. It's weird, you know?
You hit puberty.
It's like the fourth time it dropped. Becoming a real man.
Real man.
Pro football. Let's get to it, man. Just thinking of skip scores. I'll have scores next hour. Hey, by the way, real quick, before I get into it, I forgot yesterday to say, hey, Golden State lost. Remember I was saying they're up 3-0? Do you think they're going to shave a game? Dude, they definitely lost significantly that night. They got their ass beat, by the way. Dude, it's for real. I'm sorry, but it's real.
They
definitely shaved that game.
You might be onto something, buddy.
So we were. I was at my parents working on some things, and while the game was on, I was there late the other night, and I was like, "Hey, my cousin was there." I'm like, "Hey, what's the score?" He's like, "Dude, Golden State's down by like 17." Oh, really? Huh? Have they ever been down that much? No, it's weird, isn't it?
I guess we'll have to go home to play a game. Oh, home stadium, home crowd.
See, here's the thing, though. What if you shave that game, which they did, by the way? I'm leaning on it hard now, boy. Which they did. What if they end up losing the series?
Well, hopefully no one finds out that they shaved the game on purpose, you know what
I
mean?
What if Dallas is like, hey, we found it. We found our rhythm.
Yep.
And they just are unbeatable for the next three games. I it's craziness, dude.
Yep.
I told you. You thought I was. You're a conspiracy. No, I'm not.
I mean, I never thought it was too far-fetched. It seems crazy that it would do it. But the more you see it, the more you think about it, you're like, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Like, how? How is that? Yeah. It should at least be a close game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Kind of fishy. Anyway, pro football. Moving on. Dallas Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb. You heard his name a lot last year. Been sued for not autographing his own card. What? Dallas-based Leaf Trading Cards is suing Lamb for $100,000, claiming that he breached their license agreement by refusing to sign all the cards that he agreed to sign. Company claims that his failure to sign caused a significant damage to Leaf, including loss of income and goodwill with customers. It's believed that this is the first time that a trading card company filed a lawsuit against a player for not providing autographs after signing a contract to do so. Huh. Maybe the guy just was getting tired. How many of these I got to sign?
Yeah, I don't want to sign. Can we wrap this up?
Damn. How long? Damn. I mean, dude, it'd probably be a pain in the ass after a while. And you know, it's like every signature, too. It's like, oh, there goes the value of this.
Yeah.
There goes the value of my signature. Penny by penny, maybe. Maybe dollar by dollar as you're signing.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I wonder what that would be. Per signature, how much money are you losing by signing it, you know?
Well, let's per see. Signature. For us, it's $0 for our signature. So is it
zero, 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 zero.
Does it go negative? Stuff. Does it go negative, everyone that we sign? I think so. I think so.
We'll pay you to take it.
Just please.
More pro football real quick. Rumors swirling that the NFL is getting closer to launching their very own streaming service. It could debut as soon as July. Some reports say the NFL Plus, is everything got to be plus? Anyway, NFL Plus service will include some live games, but they haven't figured out exactly what the service will cost. Yeah, why does it got to be plus? Everything's plus now. NFL Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu Plus. When's Netflix Plus coming out?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
You know, here's my thoughts on this, though. NFL providing their own service. It's cool, but I hope they don't okay, we're just going to put these games on. It's the only way you can get them, and you got to pay astronomical amounts of money to get it.
Well, they probably will. Here's what I would like to see.
Don't do that.
We've talked about this. And for me, living in a state that doesn't always air my home, because I'm from, you know, so I don't get.
Shut up. At least you're not a Detroit fan. Where they're playing Chicago games, and it's not even the same state. So don't. I don't want to hear it from you.
The Lions did it to themselves. Okay, look.
No, they didn't. There's only one county in Michigan that doesn't. Berrien County. Yeah. Dude, I'm serious. The live TV coverage for the Lions ends at Berrien County.
Well, good. I'm glad I live in Berrien County. All right.
Shut up.
But what I would love to see is like, okay, I just want to buy all the Packers games. Or you could buy all the games, every game. For this price, all right? That's probably the highest price. But then you could pick and choose. Like, okay, each game is, I don't know, $20. I mean, I know that seems high, but think about the time you go to a bar, you get drinks, you get food. $20, okay, maybe do that. I don't know. NFL is such a money grab anyway.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it just sounds too simple and too easy. And I don't know. Typically, things don't end up like that. You know. Be nice if you could just pick and choose, and here you go.
Yeah.
But no, there's got to be. You got to pay like $500, and we're gonna give you 2 years of it. But then you can't pick all your games. There's always something.
Always something with the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got scores coming up next hour. A tennis story, which is actually pretty incredible, and another high school football story, which is, very incredible. So stay tuned for that.
All right. Way to bury all the good stories for next hour. That's good stuff.
Oh, shut up. It's 6:32. Yeah?
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
The senior PGA is cool.
It is cool. Don't blow it, Hunter. All right, let's get to sports so we can cover all the sports in the sports, esports, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stacking your fridges up, one of your coolers up. So when you're watching golf, you got something cold and tasty to enjoy.
Doing some golfing.
Girf.
That's right. It's happening right in our backyard, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? You should appreciate it because the PGA, Senior PGA Championship is awesome, and it is here. It's in full effect, teeing off this morning. I believe they're teeing off right now. I think 7:30 is the first tee off time, if I'm not mistaken there. But yeah, are you going to go, Brock? Are you going to check it out for a little bit?
I don't know if I have time. I want to, but, you know, we got to get ready for the weekend.
You got plenty of time. Get over there.
Are you going to be there? Yeah,
I'm going to be there. Come on. Dude, it's a huge event for the area. And if you have the opportunity to go and you're on the fence, just go. Yeah. Just go. What are you doing? What are you going to sit inside and watch Netflix? Come on.
I got stuff to do for the week.
You
don't make me feel bad. Now I feel bad.
You should feel bad. Here's what I want to say, though, about Senior PGA. When you guys do go out there and watch these guys, watch how smooth these guys swing the club. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a little golf lesson here real quick, all right? You're probably out there, why can't I play? I was hitting it right, and I just can never fit. Well, it's because you're swinging out of your shoes every damn time you step over that ball.
Trying to just Happy Gilmore that ball 500 yards.
I get it. It's an alpha male thing. You stand over that ball, and all you want to do is just crush it.
Yeah.
But that's not how golf works.
Nope.
This is how golf works. You hit the ball in the center of that club face, the club will do it. Yeah. Trust me. You can just barely hit the thing, and that ball will go flying. Yep. So start really soft, and then work up to that ridiculous, incredible hawk swing that you got.
That's why you got those old guys that, they're not crushing it, but they're hitting it straight.
And that's what I want to say. Go watch these guys. Yep. They're not. Every time they swing at the ball, it's nice and easy. It's smooth. Yep. It goes straight. It goes down the fairway.
Yeah.
You know? Good analogy. When you're sitting at the free throw line shooting a basketball, do you throw it as hard as you can at the rim? No.
I mean, I do.
No, you get a nice little arc. You get a nice little, some fundamentals, some flow in there, a little finesse.
I try and get it to bounce right so that I can grab it and dunk it so I alley-oop myself. Oh, yeah.
Dude, you can't even touch net. Rim are you dunking on?
I will slam
little tykes.
I will slam it in your face, son.
The only rim that you have ever dunked on was plastic. Just saying.
Oh, and I smoked. Just shattered it. Brought that backboard down.
You brought it down and hit you in the head. That's what it did.
Mommy,
it went back up.
Because
it has sand at the bottom of it. That's why. Yes. Anyway, Senior PGA. It's awesome. Get there. Tee off today, man. Moving on. Tennis. This is crazy. Yesterday, the French Open. Rafael Nadal reached 300 career Grand Slam match victories. by winning a second-round match in straight sets. Only Roger Federer with 369 and Novak Djokovic with 325 are ahead of Nadal in the men's list for career wins at major tournaments. It's a lot of tennis, man.
That is. Oof.
You know what, dude? The more I watch tennis, the more I'm like, dude, that does look exhausting.
Yeah. You run around swinging your arm hard because, like, most times they're swinging pretty hard. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you just little boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one is it? Venus or Serena? Which is it? It's Serena. Serena's the one in the commercial, right?
I think Serena, yeah.
Dude. Yeah, now you say it's starting to really, like, I kind of looked up and YouTubed her a little bit. I'm not, like, huge into tennis, so, like, I kind of got to study it a little bit. Dude, she's a beast.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
I've always said we did that report like 3 years ago where it's like most guys, like a crazy amount of men think that they could beat Serena Williams in a tennis match. It's like, no, you could not. You absolutely could not. She is an amazing athlete who's been doing this all her life. She is fit as hell.
I think it was from the commercial. Like I was like, okay, I'm gonna look up Venus and just kind of look up some highlights and see. Yeah, this woman can play some tennis. Yeah, that's for sure.
Literally, blast a tennis ball through your chest, right through your face. Pink mist. Yeah. You're dead. So yeah,
you're dead.
Yeah,
you're dead. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, tennis there, man. Moving on. High school football. This is another crazy story, dude. Listen to this. There's a high school quarterback in Nebraska. His name's Mikey Gow. Getting some buzz because he's ambidextrous, as in he's throwing perfect spirals, both left and right-handed. Video from social media of Gow appeared on SportsCenter, which shows him tossing the ball all over the field, both hands. College is taking notice.
I saw this. What's the big deal?
Well, you can boot any way you want. Throwing across your body is hard unless you're Aaron Rodgers or some of these, you know, Patrick Mahomes. There's only a few quarterbacks that they'll allow to do it.
I guess, but, I mean, everyone's losing their minds. If football, you could throw two balls at once in the game, it makes sense. Like, oh, who's he going to throw to? He can do a perfect pass. But otherwise, I'm like, okay, he can throw.
There's just not very many ambidextrous quarterbacks that have the same talent on each side of the body, you know?
For sure. I mean, I throw a ball left-handed. I'm like, all right, I got it. I throw it right-handed. I look like I should be wearing a helmet wherever I go. You know what I mean? But,
You know, you might be right. And there's another thing, too, is giving how old is this kid? Probably 16, 17, maybe?
17, yeah.
It's giving a kid so much praise early on. And it's like you're setting – I'm not saying he's setting it up for failure, but it's like, dude, you know the amount of pressure that this kid has now? It's like, dude, you're on ESPN. Everybody's talking about you now. I just kind of feel bad sometimes. I don't feel bad, but –
Well, yeah, because if he's just an average quarterback everywhere else but he can throw both hands, it's not that big of a deal, you know?
It's kind of like the Manziel thing.
Yeah.
It's like maybe the media set him up for failure because he was put on such a pedestal.
Nah, he was just a piece of trash.
He was just a piece of trash. Right? Yeah, he's just a piece of trash.
He just sucks.
Yeah. One last NFL story here real quick. Rumors swirling. NFL getting closer to launching the very own streaming service. Could be debut as soon as July. NFL Plus. Of course, they call it Plus. NFL Plus, Disney Plus. Everything's Plus now. Anyway, the service includes some live games, but they haven't figured out exactly what the service is going to cost. So NFL doing their Plus service just like everybody else. There you go.
I don't want to pay Roger Goodell any more than we've already paid him. It's ridiculous, okay?
That's what's going to happen. He's going to be like, you know what I'd love? All the Green Bay games going to be on NFL Plus, and you got to play $10,000.
I would. To see my boy.
And you would.
I would do it. No, I always imagine Roger Goodell, like, leaves a press conference, like, all right, so we got this new thing going on, and then he literally goes through a door, gets down into a bathing suit, like some kind of, like, European Speedo, and he jumps into a pool full of money, and he just, ha, 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 these idiots. Yeah.
And one more thing I want to address. We were golfing the other day, and there was a Green Bay fan there, and I could tell. But he didn't. I don't know if he liked me too much because I rip on Green Bay a lot. Hey, it's all in good fun.
Oh, he didn't. He told me. He whispered in my ears.
He was definitely more kind to you. Hey, what's up, Green Bay? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah.
He's like,
you and your Packers. You and your little clans over there. You know, you Packer fans are just, you're so through and through with your team. Well, why don't you branch out a little bit?
He called me over and he whispered. He's like, I effing hate that Hunter guy, just so you know. I was like, I know, right? Good. He's the worst.
I don't want to be a part of your clan.
He's like, we should beat them with our golf
your group,
clubs.
Your group, your posse, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Is that sports?
There you go. Tom Brady's the best.
Yeah, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.